Mars Colony. Mars is the second smallest planet in the solar system. It is also known as the Red Planet due to the red rocks made of iron oxide that cover its surface and create dust which gives the sky a reddish tone. Mars has the highest known mountain on any planet, named Olympus Mons, and two irregular-shaped moons, Phobos and Deimos. On the 20th of July 1976, the Viking 1 spacecraft successfully landed on the planet's surface. Since then, robotic rovers have been sent to investigate its soil and atmosphere. Now, private and public organizations want to send humans to explore the Red Planet and possibly establish a permanent base there. US company SpaceX's goal is to land the first people on Mars by 2024, and US space agency NASA hopes to send astronauts there in the 2030s. Some organizations are researching the possibility of return transport to Mars, and even setting up a human colony there in the future, with groups of people traveling from Earth to live and work on the Red Planet. But would we be able to survive in such a different environment? The air in Earth's atmosphere contains approximately 21% oxygen, whereas the atmosphere on Mars contains only 0.13%, which isn't enough for people and plants to survive. A further problem is the lack of water on the planet, which appears to be drier than the Earth's driest desert. Finding water sources and recycling used water will be critical to survival. One possible solution to some of the problems is to construct domes with protected atmospheres. Communities could live and work inside the domes, and people could wear spacesuits when they need to go outside. However, not everyone agrees with the idea of colonizing Mars. Humans have already caused lots of problems on Earth, and overusing our own planet's resources has led to potentially catastrophic climate change. If humans colonize another planet, what will stop us creating similar problems there too?